SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Momentum Energy is 100% owned by Hydro Tasmania, who in a single hour make enough renewable energy to fill 400,000 bathtubs with freshly popped popcorn, or spin 200 million disco balls all at once, or power an army of 10 million robot vacuums ready to take over the world. Or just help keep your leftovers cold. Either or. For a power company backed by someone who can do all that, switch to Momentum Energy. 100%.
You're listening to SBS News.
After a landslide election victory, a huge year of international diplomacy and a landmark legislative victory with the environmental reforms, the Prime Minister is marking a major personal milestone, tying the knot with his fiancée Jodie Hayden in Canberra. The much-anticipated event marks the first time an Australian Prime Minister has married while in office, the date and location cloaked in mystery until now.
Jodie and I are excited and we're thrilled. It's wonderful that I've found a partner who I want to spend the rest of my life with.
That was the Prime Minister sharing the news to Australia of their engagement after he proposed to Ms. Hayden on the balcony of their residence on Valentine's Day 2 years ago.
Last night was a very great occasion here at the Lodge, and we couldn't be more happy.
Political allies and friends all arrived at the Prime Minister's residence in Canberra for spring nuptials. The Prime Minister and Ms. Hayden said in a statement, "We are absolutely delighted to share our love and commitment to spending our future lives together in front of our family and closest friends." The couple were married by a celebrant from the central coast of New South Wales and wrote their own vows. Ms. Hayden was walked down the aisle by her parents, Bill and Pauline Hayden, to Ben Folds, the luckiest, while Ms. Hayden's five-year-old niece Ella was flower girl and the Prime Minister's dog Toto was the ring bearer. The public only has access to one video and a few photos being officially shared from inside the lodge. The video shows the Prime Minister wearing a suit by MJ Bale and his fiancée wearing a dress by Sydney designer Romance Was Born, walking down the aisle as family and friends cheer and shower the pair in confetti. Another photo shows the PM next to his son Nathan holding his beloved dog Toto. The couple have shared a whirlwind romance in the public eye, side by side for two election wins in 2022 and again this year.
You have my heart, I love you, and I look forward to living our lives together.
They have been arm in arm on the world stage from presidential visits.
I must say I only have one regret about tonight, which is I'm not quite sure how I top this for date night with Jodie. It's all downhill from here, my darling.
To the Great Wall of China.
Anyone happen to be a celebrant here?
The Prime Minister is using his taxpayer-funded official residence for the event, but said in the statement that all expenses related to the event are being paid for privately by himself and Ms. Hayden. This wedding has been much hyped. The Prime Minister has always said it would be a personal rather than political and public event. The couple will go on a honeymoon in Australia from Monday until Friday of next week. Katrina Stirrett, SBS News.
In Sweden, we believe in just the right amount. Embracing balance, minimalism and simplicity. Something that Volvo believe in too. And when it comes to choosing your next car, we believe in just the right amount of choice. Between petrol, plug-in hybrid and fully electric, there's a Volvo for everyone. So visit your local Volvo retailer to learn which one is right for you. Volvo.